With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Bringing Greater Comfort and Sustainability to Our Planet, via video conference with our association members in Hamburg, Germany, on July 18th, 2008.
Meisterin, was können wir mehr tun, außer Flyer verteilen? Denn es gibt in Deutschland einige Dörfer, die schwer über Flyer zugänglich sind, weil die Menschen dort so in ihrer Lebens- und in ihren Essgewohnheiten so eingefahren sind.
I mean, in the small village or everywhere?
In small villages in particular.
Small village, big city is the same. It's just in the small village you notice it more because there's smaller numbers of inhabitants. The population is small and everybody knows everybody. Therefore, you notice that people may not be very receptive to the content of our flyers. But in a big city, it might be just the same. It could be even worse because people are more used to with the material life and they indulge in their habit, even though the habits are detrimental. Even they know it, like alcohol and cigarette and even meat. Meat maybe people don't know that much because of too much propaganda and people get used to it and they think it's a nutrition. Nourishment for them, so they don't know that much. But even cigarette, alcohol, and drug, they know it. They still do it.
Yes.
Because human will is weak. And the overwhelming negative pressure of this world drive them crazy like that. So they just do what they do, whatever, to have a little comfort, even though temporarily. So that's why we feel sorry for them, for human. And I'm trying my best to awaken them in whatever way I can. All kind of stuff I do. Just because I know that they are just a victims. All the humans are victims of this terrible magic illusion of the devilish influence in this coarse material planet. They take advantage of the soul's vulnerability and the innocence of the real, true, original soul of human. So they cast upon them all these spells, which is terrible, heavy, dark, condemning, and is suffering for them. So they just think of whatever afford them just a little bit of relief, they think, or seemingly relief, they grab onto it. But they do not know that these temporary relief from drug or alcohol, cigarette, will cost them much more suffering in the long run. But even if they know it, they were so desperate, they still do it.
Yes,
like
master.
Desperate measurement. That's why they're very pitiful, the human race, very pitiful. So in the village, or not the village, you just try to do your best. We informing them only. We cannot expect them to do what we want right away.
Yes, Master.
Thank you.
So we inform the people and let them know the situation, let them know the alternative way of life and the better way of life, and let them think about it. Some do it immediately. They think it's logical because they're already smart. They're already on a higher level of consciousness, so they can take it right away. Some are not there yet, some will take longer, and some might not. It would be good for our ego if we hand a flyer and the person says, "Oh, yes, sir, I change to vegetarian diet right now." Oh, that would be nice. I say, "Ha, ha, ha, I converted him." It's not like that. I wish, I wish.
Yes, Master.
Guten Tag, Master.
Guten Tag.
Warum tun denn die Menschen sich so schwer, den Zusammenhang zwischen Fleisch essen und globale Erwärmung zu sehen?
Why? Because they're not well informed. Yeah? They're not well informed. That's why I say if the government and the media join hands together and informing people day after day, because information are a lot. And people's brain takes some time to ingest it. And now that we have not been informed for all this time, only very little channels do it now and again, only the newspaper printed an article here and there. It's not strong enough. It's not informative enough, and it's not enough on an ongoing effort enough, so that people are not familiar with all these things. Cannot blame people. They're busy, they want to enjoy their life. So if the government that they elected don't inform them and don't find a good solution for them, then they think it's not their job to do it. And they rely on the government to inform them everything that is good for them. They rely on the newspaper to give them all the news that is necessary and important to their life. That's why they read newspaper. That's why they spend money to buy it or to pay for television channels. For an average person, how do they get all the information that the media has more available or the government has more access to? It's not people's job even to inform themselves, just some people who do it, but they normally read newspaper and whatever printed in there, they believe it. So if it's not printed in there, they don't know or they don't believe it. That's the power of media and the government. I hope they use it for the best cause right now, on the noble cause right now. I hope they do use it.
Thank you, Master.
Guten Tag.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
As I know, many people in Germany have stopped meat eating. I mean, they don't eat beef, pork, etc. But they still eat fish.
Oh.
My question is, if more and more people give up meat eating but keep on eating fish only one or two times a week, with this, how much can it help to save our planet? And could you also tell us how we can more effectively advise people to stop fish eating? Thank you.
It's already very good that they stop eating red meat and big animals' meat. It's already very good. You tell them that, bravo, bravo, thank you very much, you are very brave, and I thank you and the planet thank you, and many animals thank you. And after that, you give them a flyer. You gather all the information about the harm of fish eating, and you give it to them. You say, now, if you go one step further and no more in fish eating, then you'll be perfect. You'll be my hero.
Okay, good.
Because fish eating also very depleting to planetary ecosystem. They have proven that the overfishing of sardine has resulted in many dead zones because they are there for some reason. They are there for maybe oxidizing the ocean, give life to some other kind of species, or cleaning the environment. Whatever the species that God has left on the planet, they have a work to do. The species have work to do. Just like human, we have work to do. Animals, they have work to do. Even little fish like sardine, they have work to do. It's just many humans are ignorant. They think it's just a little fish. They're helpless anyway, useless. No, they're not useless. So they think they're useless, so they fish them up and eat them. But they are very, very useful to our ecosystem and to the health of the planet and consequently to the health of human and all beings on it. So you gather all these facts from Supreme Master Television or any internet or information you can find in the library or anywhere, and then you print it all on a flyer and you give it to the fish eater.
Okay, right. Okay, we will do that. Thank you.
Yeah, of course they do not know. Maybe they don't know. Not everybody knows about everything. My God, how can they know everything? Some people know this, some people know that. So if they don't know something and you know it, you give them the information.
Meisterin, in Gesprächen erfahre ich immer wieder, dass das Thema der globalen Erwärmung den meisten Menschen vertraut ist. Jeder kann dazu etwas sagen.
Ja.
Auf der anderen Seite fehlen oft Wissen über die Ursachen und die Zusammenhänge. Frage, sind es tatsächlich nur fehlende Informationen bei den Betreffenden oder spielen da noch andere Dinge eine Rolle?
It's many things. Lack of information is one of it. Other thing is people's habits is hard to wipe out. Other thing is that they do not know anything about the bad retribution of animals killing. They do not know the benefit of saving lives and being compassionate to other beings other than just humans. That is a problem. They do not know even that meat-eating or animals' diet has anything to do with global warming. That's why we are here. That's why we do as much as we can to spread the news. That's why we have Supreme Master Television every day informing people. And even if they don't look at it, the information is in the air. It will spread to all corners of the world. How much people can receive, it depends on how we can overwhelm the negative waves of destructive media, if you will, and destructive energy of the world. But we'll try our best. It's better than nothing. Okay?
Thank you.
We enjoyed your company today for Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. May divine blessings fill your life with wonder and peace.